Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the LK Report. I am your host, the Mighty LK. Today is April 12, 2018, and here's what we got going on for you. In England, parents who homeschool their children have hit out at government proposals to increase oversight of home education. They're saying that it undermines parental rights and casts suspicion on those who choose not to put their kids in public school. In Manitoba, Canada, a judge is suggesting that services for high-risk youth be reviewed following the death of an Indigenous teenage girl who hanged herself after spending most of her life in government care. In Arizona, baby stealers are now subject to a new law that specifically spells out when CPS agents can snatch a kid from their parents without the approval of a judge. In Tennessee, a school principal is asking a judge to overturn a CPS decision that he was the perpetrator in a child abuse case. The abuse case was dismissed because CPS screwed up on the paperwork. Australia needs to address their homeless population because a significant portion of it is kids who age out of foster care at 18, so they're now considering keeping them till they're 21. In the state of Kansas creates a sexist website posting mugshots of mostly men who can't afford to pay tens of thousands of dollars in back child support. So that's what's going on in the news this morning, but there is something else that we need to talk about. As we all know, April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, or National Child Abuse Prevention Month, as they like to call it. I personally like to call it National CPS Propaganda Month, or National CPS Fundraiser Month, or even National CPS Fluffing the Numbers Month. Regardless of what they like to call it, my news feed every year that I, you know, work through when doing the blog Legally Kidnapped, get flooded with all of this pro-CPS bullshit that we're going to start talking about and analyzing right here on this show. And today we're going to talk a little bit about how they fluff the numbers. Because what they do is when they make these articles about Child Abuse Propaganda Month is they find the biggest number that they can that represents child abuse. And usually that number is the number of calls to the child abuse hotline, which has absolutely nothing to do with the number of child abuse cases, because any call to the hotline may or may not even be investigated. And of those that are investigated, they may or may not have been founded. So if we look at the national numbers, you're going to see that there were approximately 7.2 million calls to the child abuse hotline, resulting in 683,000 founded cases of child abuse or child maltreatment or neglect or whatever it was. So when you do the math, people, that means that only 9.5% of the calls to the child abuse hotline in the United States, and that's 9.5%, okay? Not, you know, 50%, not 60%, you know, not some big number like it should be. So that means that 90.5% of calls to the child abuse hotlines all across the United States are false. Now, this is something that, you know, the people who have been around family rights for a long time came up with, like, years ago. Okay, so this is nothing new. They've been doing this forever. When I, you know, first came in and started Legally Kidnapped back in 2007, the numbers were somewhere around 85% of calls to the child abuse hotline were false. But now we're up to 90.5%. So these numbers are getting worse. But it even gets better than that, because out of this 0.2 million calls to the child abuse hotline, only 3.4 million or 47% of those calls are even investigated. And out of those calls that are investigated, only about 20% are ever founded or substantiated or whatever you want to call it. So 80% of the people who are investigated by Child Protective are innocent, or they can't prove abuse. I mean, maybe they're not innocent, I don't know. You know, but they can't prove abuse because, you know, let's face it, Child Protective Services couldn't tell the difference between child abuse and a hole in the ground. So out of that 7.2 million calls to the child abuse line, 53% of them aren't even investigated. So why all of these reporters are focusing on that number is to build sensation. You know, I mean, they want to make the normal people aware of child abuse and make them think that the problem is much bigger than it actually is. And then what we have is the normal people thinking that there's actually 7.2 2 million cases of child abuse that they found in the United States. When in reality, what they're doing is they're reporting on everybody. You know, I mean, a kid falls off his bike and scrapes his knee, then the school's going to report him for child abuse. The kid goes to the emergency room because they bumped their head, you know, when they fell out of a tree, and you're going to go to the hospital and somebody's going to accuse you of pushing the kid out of the tree. So, I mean, what are you going to do? There's not 7.2 million cases of child abuse in the United States. There's 683,000 founded cases, and you know, they want to make these numbers look so much bigger because the normal people then actually believe that the problem is much worse than it really is. Now, the big problem with this is that the kids who really are being abused are falling through the cracks because child protective workers are off chasing shadows.
Yay!
And you know what? I'm just going to leave it at that because this shit just pisses me. I want you guys to really think about this for a little while and, you know, let it sink in about how they just bullshit the general public with all of these, you know, phony numbers. And, you know, there will be more tomorrow. Have a good day.